And John Fung used to tell the time when he was a young monk going on Tudong in the forests of Thailand. That was back in the days when the old monuments, the Khmer monuments, the old palaces in Ayutthaya, had not yet been made into tourist spots. So they're great places to meditate, especially at night. He told one time when he went to Khao Phra Wihan, which is this Khmer ruin that's on a big bluff overlooking the lowlands of Cambodia. It's been a bone of contention between Cambodia and Thailand for a long time as to who it belongs to. Back in those days, though, it was very easy to get to. So John Fuang and John Lee and a couple other monks spent one night there. And as John Lee told the monks, think of all the work that went into that, hauling the stones up the mountain, building the sanctuary. Probably took generations of people to do it, but they stuck with it over the generations and were able to finish it. He said, they left behind a monument to their lives. We're sitting here with nothing but our robes on. We don't have any rock, we don't have any organizations to build something like this, but we can make a monument to our lives through our practice. Taking advantage of the fact that we've been born at a time when the Dharma is still available, and we have the time to practice it. So what time you have, give to the practice. Put yourself out more than you ordinarily might as a monument to this life. At least once you had a human life and you'd made the best use of it. You practice the Dharma. And in practicing the Dharma, of course, you're passing it on. The Dharma dies when people can talk about it, but they don't practice it. As long as you're practicing it, you set a good example for the people who come behind. So you're taking advantage of all the work that people have done to hand the Dharma down to us. You think of all the generations when it was just hanging by a string. And now we have a comfortable place to practice, support. It's not going to last forever. So take advantage of it while you've got the time, while you've got the opportunity. That way you can build a monument to your life as well.